Chris Napoli, Sarah Andrew, and Bernina Van Wall have all decided not to run for re-election. The time involved in serving on the school board is a common theme in their decision not to try for another term. Napoli has served a 4-year term. He was school board president for 3 of those years.
I hope that people realize the commitment of time and energy that you have to put in as an elected official in this community. And you have to spend the time listening to people. When you're affecting students' lives, it plays a big part in everybody's life.
He spoke positively of his years on the board, and he hasn't ruled out running again in the future. But for now, he wants to devote the time he has spent in public service to his personal life. Andrew is finishing her first term. She joined the board hoping to bring perspective from her years as an educator.
It's been a learning process the whole time. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned is when you are making decisions on a board, it's important to be able to listen to other members on the board and then also seek out a variety of perspectives in the community.
Between regular school board meetings, work sessions, research, and meeting with members of the community, Andrew said that she was spending an average of 7 to 10 hours a week on school board-related activities during the school year. Like Napoli, she said that she wants to spend those hours now on work and family. Van Wasten on the school board has been the shortest. She served 6 months to finish out the term for a seat left vacant when Tanya O'Connor accepted the position of magistrate judge and clerk of the Dillingham Court. That precluded O'Connor from holding an elected position. Benoit said her decision had little to do with the substantial time commitment and more to do with the goals she had when she joined the board. In an era of declining state funding, deciding the budget can be a thankless task, with cuts inevitably hitting raw nerves in the community. The board last spring navigated several controversies that related to staff and administration positions in the budget.
There were important decisions that needed to be made by someone who had experience. And because it was budget issues, you need to know how to read the budgets and know the basic priorities and the processes that needed to happen in order to have the finances straightened out for the school. And I think that the purpose has already been accomplished.
This was Vinwa's second term to serve on Dillingham School Board. Corey Evans and Patty Luckhurst remain on the board with terms that expire next year. On October 3rd, Dillingham voters will go to the polls to fill the vacant seats. Emily Hewlett is running against Kim Williams for seat A. Williams previously served 12 years on the school board, finishing her last term in 2015. Patty Buholm faces no opposition for seat C. Seat B has no candidate. No write-in candidates have yet filed their intent to run. The deadline to file for write-in candidacy is October 2nd. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.